All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Good morning. We are continuing Yemir Hashem in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13 in Mesilas Yesharim. Today is Friday, the 15th of Kislev, December 9th. So we continue, Rabbi, say, remember again, in the section called Precious Separation. So remember again, in yesterday's shir, the Ramchal taught us that there are three different levels of Precious. Three different levels of separation, or three different levels, almost like of abstinence. There's ultimately, again, the prohibitions that the Torah brings down. There are the protective fences that Chazal, that the rabbis make around those prohibitions. And then there's a third level. The third level are the personalistic prohibitions that we make for ourselves, the things we abstain from ourselves, because each of us knows our own weaknesses. So I know I need to distance myself in a certain way in order that I avoid transgressing. It's that third level that we are focused on over here in the Midah of Precious. So Ramchal continues, Ve'im tomar, minayin lan lios mosifim v'holchim b'yisrim. So we'll say, Ramchal has an interesting question. He says, how do we know that we're supposed to do this, to prohibit more than the Torah itself, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that Chazal? Again, how do I know that I'm supposed to prohibit more than the Torah prohibits, and then Chazal prohibits? Now, I know already that Chazal have the right, the ability, and the truth is the mandate to go ahead and prohibit. So really what he's asking is, after I have biblical law and I have rabbinic law on top of that, how do I know that I am actually supposed to add on more levels of iser, more levels of prohibition to that? So we'll say, listen to how profound this is. He says, listen to this. After all, Chazal themselves said, Lo dayecha ma she'asra Torah, she'ata ba le'asra alecha dvar macherim. So we'll say, there's a statement in the Yerushalmi Nedarim actually. That's what? It's not enough what Hashem prohibited upon you. You have to prohibit more things on yourself. In other words, we'll say, what's the context of that? If you remember again, we actually saw this. The context of this is Nazir. One of the reasons a Nazir is called a Chote, the Nazir is called the sinner, is because the Nazir himself is taking on additional layers of life prohibition. And essentially what we say to the Nazir is, I don't understand you. There's not enough Isurim in the Torah? There's not enough prohibitions for you? That you have to come and go ahead and take on a voluntary prohibition? So we'll say, what does that show you? What does that show you? That Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Torah, doesn't want us prohibiting additional things. There are enough things that are already aser. You don't have to go ahead and aser additional things. So I'll say, remember, anything that Chazal felt needed to be aser, they already made aser. In other words, to be honest, the rabbis were not shy. And therefore, again, if they felt something needed to be prohibited, they did it. And therefore, again, by extension, umashenichu leheter, that which they kind of left alone and left permitted, mevhu mipnei shara'u hayosorai leheter v'lo le'iser. V'la, Chazal obviously left it mutter because they wanted to be mutter. V'la minichadish ata gzeros asher lo ro'u heim ligzor osam. Why should we make things usher if they didn't make it usher? We'll say, by the way, this is a pretty compelling point. In other words, and what Ramchal is saying, and this kind of tackles, or I should say, turns on its head, the concept of just a chumrah for the sake of a chumrah. In other words, sometimes we assume that in Yiddishkeit, you know, obviously if you could be machmir, the best thing in the world is to be machmir. Why not be machmir? Why not be machmir? Because again, there's not a need for it. You have biblical prohibitions. You have Chazal being machmir, where they felt there was a need to create an additional, you know, protective fence. But the logic is that the rest of life should be left alone. If Chazal wanted it to be usher, they would make it usher. I will say, by the way, just to understand what's driving this, you'll say to yourself, so I don't understand, prohibit whatever you want. I will say, because remember, derachah ha'darchei noam, the ways of the Torah are pleasant. And Yiddishkeit only remains pleasant if we don't aser every single thing under the sun. The moment that everything becomes aser, the moment that everything becomes a chumrah, is the moment that Judaism becomes an oppressive, irrelevant religion. So there's an existential danger to just being strict unnecessarily in every area. So ask Ramchal, therefore he goes on, he says, Ashalarohim Ligzarosam. So Rabbah says, so now the whole thing of Precious is I'm answering something upon myself that's not really Asr. So Ramchal says, should we really be doing that? Should we really be doing that? Should we really make, should I make something Asr for me that ultimately Chazal did not feel needed to be made Asr? Va'ot, Shein Gvul Davarzeh. For them, I'll say, isn't this dangerous? There's no boundary to this. In other words, once I go ahead and add on my additional layers of prohibition, I will say, to be clear, in the midah of Precious, who am I adding on layers of prohibition for? Who am I adding it on for?
Me,
right? So just to be clear, like in other words, I'm not going around assering everything for everyone. This is for me. But even for me, isn't there a danger in that? V'nimsa, so I'll say, because what could be the logical extension of Precious? Listen to this. V'nimsa, imkein, ha'adam shomeim, Uma'una. I will say a person, these words over here are interesting. Shomim uma'una means I'll be sad and alone. V'lo nana mina olam klal. And I will not enjoy the world at all. And I will say, sometimes people think, how do you know if someone is pious? If they look exceptionally miserable, right? In other words, wow, that guy looks really sad. Wow, he must be so holy, right? He's walking around life so upset, so broken, so sad, so this. Because again, like, he's not enjoying anything. He enjoys, no, Halig. No, we'll say, that's not called Halig. In other words, that's called sad. That's called sad. So, in other words, the Ramchal says, you could assert everything upon yourself in the name of Precious, to the point, ultimately, again, that you are sad, that you are alone, that you don't enjoy anything from the world. And I'm supposed to listen to this. And again, the Chachamim is one of the Bracha Amru, Sha'asid Adam Litein Din Lifnei HaMakom. Listen to this, I'll say. You see, after 120, we know we have to give judgment. We know, we all know, the day comes. And I have to give judgment for, I stand judgment, give an accounting for every single thing I did in my life. Every single thing. You know, so often we think that judgment really focuses on averos, what I've done wrong. What we forget, there's another element of judgment, says Yerushalmi, which is Amashiro Einav Valoratza Lachomimenu, Afa Pishaya Mutrolo, Vahaya Yacho, Vasmuchu Akra, Vachalasher Shalu Einaylo Atsalti Mer. Both say there's another element of judgment. The element of judgment are for the things that I could have enjoyed in life and I didn't. Right? Isn't that beautiful? In other words, I stand judgment. I'm held accountable for opportunities I had to enjoy life and I didn't take those opportunities. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And in this world are beautiful and incredible things. And who did He create them for if not for me? So failure to take advantage of some of those pleasures also creates culpability. See what Ramchal is saying over here is, I'm just trying to figure out how Precious is a good thing when A, it can lead me to deprive myself of enjoying life in a permitted, meaningful, productive way. Furthermore, again, it could just end up creating multiple levels of Isser, which could then lead to just a very oppressive life. So how is this good? So look what he writes. Hachuvahi, the answer is, Ki ha-Precious v'alei tzarech u'muchroch. No, Precious is absolutely necessary. How so? V'hishiru aloch hachamim v'zuchon v'bracha mumash ne'amar kidoshin te'yu. He also said, the concept of Precious is not an innovation. The concept of Precious is a biblical mandate in and of itself. Where does the biblical mandate of Precious come from? Kidoshin te'yu. And we'll say, how do we translate Kidoshim Tiyu? Perushim Yiyu. We'll say, this is how Chazal understand the mandate of Kidoshim. And again, the Ramban says it even more explicitly, Kadesh es atzmecha b'mashem mutralach. Sanctify yourself within the realm of that which is permitted. Draw your personalistic boundaries, not between mutter and usser, but move those boundaries back, even into the realm of that which is permitted for you. Know what your limits need to be. Know what your limits need to be. Od Amru. So therefore, what the Ramchal is introducing us to is the concept of Precious is not a layer. It's not a layer like above biblical law, or I should say on top of biblical or rabbinic law. It's part of biblical law. In other words, it's part of the system. It's part of the system. It's a three-tier system. biblical prohibitions, rabbinic prohibitions, and then personalistic prohibitions that I put upon myself because I know I need these boundaries in order to lead a proper, productive, and healthy life. He goes on, he says, Od Amru, Kaliosha Betainis, Nikra Kadesh, Kavachomer, Minazir, Od Amru, Tzadik, Ochalasov, and Afshas. Okay, so I'll say, so again, interestingly enough, you know, Nazir is kind of used both ways in this discussion, right? Nazir is used as an example of someone who unnecessarily forbids something to himself that is permitted. But Nazir also represents a person who prohibits something to himself in order to achieve a higher level of personalistic kiddusha. He goes on, he says, Tzadik ochal l'sova nafsho. Shlomo Melech writes over here in Mishlei, the tzadik eats literally again until he's satiated. Zeh Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. This refers to Chizkiyo, Shehayamalim lo al shulchano shtei litrin shal yarak. Supposed to listen to this. Eder Amchal quotes this idea that Chizkiyo had on his table two litrin of vegetables. Meaning what? So the Navi explained, the Chazal explained that the people used to mock Chizkiyo. Why? Because he was the king. What is the king supposed to have on his table? What is he supposed to have on his table? Meat and delicacies and fish. And what did Chizkiyo have on his table? Salad. Right? And it wasn't because he was on a health kick. I mean, he also had some meat also, but I'm saying it wasn't because he was on a health kick. He was trying to create a sense of limitation for himself. He was the king. He was wealthy. He could have had anything and everything he wanted. But he chose to create a certain ceiling, a certain limitation for himself in order to preserve a sense of personalistic piety. Odom Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So to again, I will say again, Maseches Ksuvos Rebbe said, Shebishas Misaso Zakav Eser Etzba'osav. At the time of his death, at the time of Rebbe's death, it's actually pretty amazing. So Rebbe extended his 10 fingers, and he said, "Va'amar, galui v'yadu l'famecha shelo ne'nesi min ha'olam hazeh, afilu be'etzba kitana sheli." Rebbe said that again, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know that I did not enjoy or that I did not derive any benefit from this world, even a pinky's worth of benefit. So again, the Gemara itself is a bit more prolific. But again, the idea being that you see Rebbe feeling that one of his accomplishments in life was that I didn't overindulge, right? I went ahead and I took what I needed in order to live this life, but I did not overindulge in life. O Damru, Ad Sha'adam Mispala al Divrei Torah. This is so beautiful. So he quotes over here the Tana de Be'elio, Yalkut Shimoni, who says, Ad Sha'adam Mispala al Divrei Torah, Sheikanzu B'soch Me'ov. You know, we'll say, like, before a person davens, that Torah should be internalized within him. Yispala alachia ushtia shelo yikansa b'soch me'av. Person should daven that his eating and drinking should not become part of him. In other words, before I daven that my Torah should become part of me, my eating and drinking shouldn't become part of me. What does it mean, my eating and drinking shouldn't become part of me? I shouldn't become an overindulgent person. I shouldn't become an overindulgent person. I should become a person who knows how to put limitations and how to put a cap on how much I enjoy this world. So we'll say, what do you see from all of this? So what you begin to see is all of these statements point in one direction, which is a need for precious. A need for precious. Amnam al kopanim srichem aru litaris ha-ma'amarim ha-morim hefechzeh. But now, Bosse, we have a problem. With this, we're going to stop. So we have an interesting dilemma now, Bosse, because what you see from here is the first part of our shiur this morning was focused on statements that said that what? Do not go ahead and restrict yourself unnecessarily. Right? Do not add additional layers of prohibition. Because if you add additional layers of prohibition, what's going to happen? Literally, again, a person is sad, a person becomes lonely, and a person transgresses. How does a person transgress? I don't enjoy the things in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put here for me to enjoy. And that's a transgression. That's a transgression. On the other hand, what do you have? Kedoshim Tiyu. And what does Kedoshim Tiyu essentially say? What does Kedoshim Tiyu? Restrict yourself. Know who you are. Know what your capabilities are. Know what your limitations are. And understand, don't put your personalistic boundary on the line between Mutter and Asr. Move that back. We'll say, sit, right, move that back. Because all of us know, if you live life on the line between Mutter and Asr, inevitably, you're going to fall on the wrong side of that. But if you move that line back a little bit, right? You move that line back into the realm of that which is permitted, and you put your boundary there, even if you come over that line, you're still in permitted territory. Still in permitted territory. So we'll say, so which one is it? Should I be restricting the permitted in order to achieve a level of Kiddusha? Or is that considered to be negative? So I have these two different mandates. So how to reconcile that, Ramchal says, we'll see on Sunday, Emir Hashem. I will say, but the point that he's making, this is the point, is the concept of precious and the concept ultimately, again, of forbidding that which is permitted and going ahead and moving the boundary back, right? And going ahead and saying, there are certain things I should not enjoy in life, even though they are permitted, because if I do, they'll lead me down the wrong path. That's a biblical precept. That's a biblical precept. That's Kedoshin Tiyu. How to reconcile now these opposing precepts in Meretz Hashem Sunday. Shkarech Abosai. There's no Musar on Shabbos in general. Yeah, Shabbos is a day of rest, right? So they don't make it a 7-day a week program. By the way, that means the Musar is working, right? Yeah. If you want to learn about Shabbos, that's fine. Testing. Okay. Mm-hmm.